Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are only one day away from Atlanta Falcons preseason action. This is the Morning Shift. I'm Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy, among other things. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Pre-game.
Huh. And post-game.
You like that?
The Queen of Tofu, the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the leader of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And we are back in person with the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, the worst wave. Just awkward. Looks like
he's spreading icing on a cake with his hand.
Looks like you have a condition. I don't know. Mr. Dylon Matthews, and we are back in the Kia Studios. Kind of happy to be here. Not going to lie. It's nice to not worry about the elements today. And I'm a huge fan of being at a studio. I love being on location. I don't sound as good, not that I sound good at all ever, but I enjoy being just out, sights, sounds, people, all the stuff.
You don't sound as good on location? Is that what you just said?
No, the microphone's not as good for my voice. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. First of all, you don't have to worry about a golf cart ride to go to the bathroom.
This is true.
You know what I mean? Don't have to squeeze that one in. You know, and also, just nice to park in a parking deck this morning.
Yes.
But I'm with Bo. I love being on site, on location, because as soon as we're done, we walk over to practice and get your eyes on the practice, and that's something that not a lot of people get a chance to do. And so, you know, we'll see what happens, but that's just not today. I am happy to be back, though.
I am happy to be back as well. It is very cool to walk over and see practice. When I did pull into the parking deck today and my windows fogged up, I was like, I'm not going to be upset about
right.
this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be upset about this today.
Yeah.
But if you want exact timing, it is 34 hours and 55 minutes until pregame kicks off for you two fellas tomorrow.
Check that out.
Dang, it's like John Fricke all over again with his college football clock.
It is 27 days and 9 hours.
No,
that's
you're not.
Exactly. That's what right I there, sounded Allie. Like.
You're not going to do her like that.
No, I'm just kidding.
She is building the hype and the excitement, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Well,
I am
so
here for it.
34 hours, 55 minutes until pregame. As far as the show today,
wow,
though.
Really? Damn, that makes me scared.
6:40 today. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. The guys are tied up 5-5. So today we're going to see who can pull ahead. 7 a.m. today. We did have a chance to talk to Braylon Trice yesterday after practice. He talked about why this season has a bit more purpose for him. So we'll play that for you right at 7. 8 o'clock, you're going to take over the show with the wake-up call. And at 8:40 today, NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones, will join the show.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Mike Jones. No, we're not doing
that. I'm not going to do it in person. I'm not going to do it on the phone. But yeah, I mean, I think at 6:07, that's fair game.
Right? Well, it was a whole, and Dylan can back me up. The producer thread that I'm still a part of, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Where I guess a previous
you leave
show,
your producer stuff on the producer side, and you let us talk here amongst one another.
I just don't.
Like,
don't want us.
What mistake did I make?
I don't. I don't want us doing the low hanging fruit you know, that that the previous incarnations have done.
I could have just said, is he still tipping?
And that joke was made in the producer thread last night, too.
Yeah. I mean, we walked through them. I'm like, nope, been there.
I got to keep going to find an original.
Right.
Let me get the shovel out. I'll just keep digging.
Yeah, the main thing is just like, yeah, I know he has to hear all the jokes all the time. And at this point, he's probably sick of them.
100%.
Abe.
I even used to hear Mike Jones jokes. My last name's not even Jones.
Really?
Well, close. I mean, J-O starts your last name. There's an N in your last name, even an S.
Thank you for the...
And it-
Yeah. The funny thing was, is Abe.
It's weird how that happens.
Abe said on the group chat last night, he's like, yeah, I just sit next to him in a wedding one time. He's heard all the jokes. I'm just imagining what that wedding was like for Abe and Mike Jones sitting there together. Because apparently Abe heard all the jokes too.
Gabe Orton.
So we're going to get into the Falcons practice / scrimmage from yesterday in a second. I do want to mention the Braves game last night. They were swept by the Brewers, lost 5-4. Sean Murphy and Eli White each had an RBI. Jerks and Profar hit a solo homer. Spencer Strider gave up 5 runs over 4 2/3 innings. Just not getting it done last night. So Braves will welcome the Marlins to Truist tonight. Carlos Carrasco is slated to pitch.
I guess my biggest takeaway / question is I'm starting to wonder about Spencer Strider next season. Like, you know, I think we've all kind of been like, all right, he's eventually going to get back there and he's going to get back to Cy Young candidate Spencer Strider and get back to dominant. And he just hasn't hit that threshold this year. And so, you know, that's kind of one of the things that I'll continue to look for as we continue to look towards the 2026 season. I'm not necessarily worried, but I would like to see him finish the season strong and get back to his ways before the injury he had last year, because I think we've seen it, but we haven't consistently seen that version of Spencer Strider this year. So that'll be one of the things that I continue to pay attention to.
Hey, look, this is a different year for him because he's basically rehabbed in it and trying to figure out what he is now, and what he'll be. And he's had good moments and bad moments, and it's kind of a good year for it to happen to him. I mean, it is a lost year, so to speak. It's odd to me that all of the guys with the people with tinfoil hats running around terrified to let people play are not calling for him to be sat. But I am completely against that. Also, you know, some clarification. I think people are misunderstood how that works. If you if someone's going to sit out a season, the player has to be on board. That is not a GM decision or a manager decision. That is a player decision as well. There's a little thing called a players union, and the MLBPA is the strongest, maybe one of the strongest unions in the U.S. as far as a labor union, and they will not stand for that stuff. So I'm glad he's trying to get out there and work things out and try to figure out what he's going to be, because we need him next year when hopefully we have a healthy Cell, Schwellenbach, and Strider and Lopez, among others.
Yeah, I hope the momentum and mindset just gets reset for next season. As far as Falcons practice yesterday, it was a scrimmage, halftime included. Saw some great passes to Drake London, Ray McLeod. How did y'all like that scenario of a scrimmage versus the other practices we've been seeing this week?
It's preferred.
Yeah,
for me, the only thing I wish I would have gotten to see that I haven't is the one-on-ones you guys got to look at, the defensive line versus offensive line in the scrimmage the practice on Tuesday. That was indoors that I was doing steakhouse and missed the early portion of. But I loved it. I love seeing guys go against. I love seeing rotations. I mean, we saw different rotations, and I know everyone's really focused on the edge, but we got to see some different rotations with Pearson and Floyd and Ebikadi and Floyd and Pierce and Walker at one point, Trice and Walker, Trice and Pierce. Enjoyed that.
Yeah, and Braylon Trice talked about us with that after practice just a little bit, and I can't wait for everybody to hear that interview. Like Ali said, coming up at 7 o'clock today, very, I don't want to call it an emotional interview, but there's a couple different topics that he kind of pours his heart out on a little bit, which is always insightful to see. And he is, you know, locked in. Really a deep, deep battle at the edge position that we'll, you know, keep our eyes on throughout tomorrow's preseason games and things like that. He's going to have to play because, you look at James Pierce that is reportedly going to play and Jalen Walker is going to play and, you know, Braylon Trice kind of trying to, you know, anchor himself in terms of that position battle. So, yeah, there's a number of different combinations. It has, but sometimes you have in defenses like this where there's a stand-up guy and a hand-in-the-dirt guy, I've seen all of them do each of them. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen Leonard Floyd stand up, and I've seen him in a three-point. I've seen James Pierce do the same thing, Jalen Walker do the same thing. So these edges, they're feeling their way around, and I think that Jeff Ulbrich's just trying to decide who is going to wreak the most havoc and who's going to be able to play with the most violence.
It was interesting in the Breland Trice interview. He was a little bit more open and forthcoming than I didn't expect it to be, especially with some of the things he's going through over the last year. I like seeing these guys with their hands in the dirt, though, Mike, when they're not standing up, like to your point, because they're in that sprinter start, you know, that two hands in. A lot of times,
like where their butt's higher than their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, am I wrong where I think most people hear hand in the dirt and they think that one hand, like the two fingers down, you know, and it's like the invincible where if my fingers turn white, it means I'm coming after you, and if they're red, I'm backing off, right? And they're both hands in the dirt and just trying to get after it. I love the intensity we saw from Allie and I were standing there, and you had moved down. I think you were talking to Arch or something, but we're standing there, and they did a red area session with the first team, and there was a little bit of a scuffle mm-hmm. that broke out. And boy, I'm gonna tell you something, the blank and vinegar that the offensive line came off the field with was they were irritated. They were irritated about it, and Ra and them were jawing and fun. That part's fun, but I could see some emotion from Lindstrom in particular, because he's like, we scored on that first play. Why did we go again? And I was just hearing,
it's not a defensive drill. I love that. Yeah, I definitely have been there. I did also notice at the end, Drake London scores a late touchdown, and you did notice that Caleb McGarry picked up Raheem, like walked up behind him and grabbed him around the torso and just kind of picked him up and lifted him and kind of slung him out of the way and was like, yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get for testing us like that. And it was like a fourth down connection from Penix to Drake London right there on the side of the end zone. So there was so many cool scenarios yesterday, and really to get a chance to see where these coordinators are going to put different guys up to bat, that's exactly what we were able to see yesterday.
I know we got to get in a break. I got a question for Allie, not a quiz, but a question about something that did happen late in practice, and if it was like – a little bit like, oh, all right, because I was standing there and I was just like, man, that was different, and I just wonder how you took it in, because I know this is a little bit different for you with being that close to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see what that is. Also coming up, we've got some more Falcons audio to break down coming out of camp from yesterday. Got Caleb McGarry on the way and Xavier Watts. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift with Mike, Bo. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. I'm happy to report I did not hit the wrong elevator button this morning coming in.
Oh, nice.
Because after SEC Media Days and we had been out of the studio for a few days, I was very confused coming in. Yeah. I had to ask Bo.
We got in the elevator on the loading dock elevator, and she's like, she stands at the buttons.
Yeah, I can see that.
And
yeah.
then she looks at me and she goes, "What floor is it again?" Like, it's 9?
The caveat to this morning, though, is like Bo was waiting at the elevator and already had the button hit, so I didn't even have to think about it. It was very nice.
Yeah. It does. There's. I can see how that would happen in this building, because a lot of the other things for us are on the floor below us.
Yeah. And everything's been go, go, go the last couple weeks, so you just get confused when you're on different locations.
That's all right.
I try to, you know, people are like, "Man, training camp must be long for you." I'm like, "Yep, but it's training camp for me too." "Oh, I don't understand what that means." Long days.
Long days.
Because guess what? The fall are long weeks and long days. Like, Sundays are long. You turn around here, right back in here on Monday. I go, training camp not only trains me as well, it gets me in like this go, go, go shape mentality kind of thing. And it's, I know it sounds stupid, but hey, man, whatever works for you.
Oh, yeah, we're the same way. And what is it? Is it Dallas? The preseason week 3 is an 8 Eastern game. I'm almost positive about that. And so that will be a late night for everybody involved, because it'll be a road game. You'll be a part of that.
That's disappointing. Is that
late?
Yeah.
Obviously, Grant and myself will be, I don't know, off air. What are we looking at? 1 o'clock Eastern time.
All right.
But my wife and I have already, you know, we're already starting to like this weekend, for instance, Saturday morning, my kids were invited to a birthday party. She's like, "I'll take the kids. You sleep in, because you're going to have a late Friday night. But when I get home, you're up." And I was like, "Okay, fair enough. Yeah, just make sure I'm rested. We're good to go."
All right. Well, yep, we are back in studio today after being out at Falcons training camp yesterday. And like Bo mentioned earlier, Mike, you were off a little bit down the way from us yesterday. But I feel like Bo and I had a target on us yesterday. They just kept coming at us.
Yeah. There were multiple times where I like positioned myself to throw Allie in front of players so I wouldn't get hit.
Wow. No, exactly. He pulled my elbow at one point, and I think that was to pull me in front of him.
Have y'all not noticed?
I was moving you. I swear.
Have y'all not noticed that when like one of the coaches or managers or whoever else comes over there and they're like, "Hey, you guys need to back up a little bit, coming this way." Have y'all not noticed that like 99% of the media takes like 3 or 4 steps back, and I will walk 40 yards away? I'm like, dude, I've been in these situations. I'm just telling you, don't be that person. I am getting as far away from this situation as I can.
I'll take like 1 step back. So I'm like, I've been here before. I know it's I can move, and I'm going to get to the point where I can't move.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like most. They do that obviously to keep you safe, and I respect that. And I try. And I don't want to collide with a player. Last thing I want is a player getting hurt because, like, not because they hit me, but because of how they landed on top of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to drop a knee into a guy's rib as he rolls up underneath you.
But, well, to that.
For that to be the story, wouldn't you?
To that point, Allie and I are standing there. We're right about at this point, we're kind of at the pylon for the end zone.
Oh, wow.
And
pylon cam,
because we had moved down to see something on the other end of the field, and then they're right back on top of us down on that end of the field where the fans were. And it's very end that the play you're talking about with Drake, that fourth down.
Yep.
He goes up over Mike Hughes and comes down, and he lands on the ground, and Mike Hughes lands on him. And Allie, it made a huge thud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did.
And It was, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering.
Sounded like the guy in the band with the big drum on on his chest.
Right, right.
From this, and boom, boom.
It's kind of like when you hear the crack of a bat over an entire crowd at a baseball stadium. And I was just like wondering what your takeaway was that, because that was one of the hardest plays we've seen right in front of us.
I mean, it was pretty surprising to see it like right there and feel the effects of it, because everyone kind of went silent for a second. It was like, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. But Drake had just gotten the wind knocked out of him. But when Mike Hughes went down on top of him, I was like, oh, this is some serious work they're putting in here. Like, that was a hard, hard hit. And I did hear someone... might have been you, Bo. Say an expletive.
Like, I did. It was me because when he didn't pop back up,
right?
I was like,
"Did y'all see the celebration he had once he got his wind back about him?
Yeah,
he put his thumbs in his ears. Oh, and did the nanny nanny boo boo thing.
Yeah,
that was pretty funny.
There was a lot of trash talk between the head coach and the first string offense yesterday.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think we miss with some of the distance we usually have to keep between ourselves and the actual goings on. And obviously with days like yesterday when it's a scrimmage and you get really up close, like you can finally hear it, but it's like, you know, those things have mostly been going on the entire time. I love when Drake talks trash. We talked about it yesterday. Like he's to me, he's the heart and soul of this offense. And, you know, a guy that kind of brings it on each and every play. And Drake London made four plays yesterday where I was like, you can't defend that. There's nothing that you can do as a defender that you can like, oh man, I should have done like, no, like there was at least four yesterday where I was like, there's nothing you can do about that. There's no point in even looking at it and kind of critiquing yourself, because he is going to make that play 10 times out of 10 and there's zero chance you have to defend it.
The one down the sideline over AJ where it's basically, it's not a back shoulder throw, but it's very close it's behind AJ's head. AJ was in perfect coverage.
Yeah. He was in phase.
And it's just put up just slightly behind Drake, but elevated where he could go and AJ, and he could go up, grab it 2 feet because he left himself room on the sideline, and then he dove in the end zone and they gave it to him.
Yeah, I'm trying to make people that are listening understand this. It's AJ and Drake are running up the right sideline. AJ is in perfect coverage, and Drake essentially took the ball off of AJ's right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it was right behind his helmet, right off his right shoulder. And he didn't like jump and moss him. He just simply kind of turned back and was like, oh, that's mine. Yeah, Thank you. Bye.
He's slightly elevated. Yeah. They posted the video on Atlanta Falcons Twitter. The problem is, for me, it's still a great shot, but the shot doesn't do it justice because it's from in front of it and not behind it where we were. We were slightly behind the play. So the play happened at like the 5 yard line. We were at like the 15, right? Yeah. So we got a perfect angle of just how amazing it was. But to say that Drake made some plays that were indefensible yesterday, I thought Penix threw some balls that were indefensible yesterday, like the throw to Casey Washington, because he led Casey, and again he left himself room in the box there on the sideline. But it was just, there was no one that could catch that. Because of the coverage and the ball placement, Casey Washington has had a very good week.
Yeah, he has. And I guess kind of the difference for me between those two is Casey got a step behind the defense. You know what I mean? Like that, I think that was a play action pass. And that one also is on Falcons Twitter, along with the deep throw to Ray Ray. You know, Casey did a good job getting behind the defense. So I do give him a little credit. I think the difference is when I look at the catch for Drake London, it's like AJ's in perfect position. Like he is literally in perfect position for a corner. It just was not meant to be for him in that moment. That's all.
Does Ray Ray's shoulder pads look like he's wearing like a linebacker shoulder pad sometimes? Like they look, Ray Ray's not a
He's
not a huge dude, but he wears big shoulder pads. And I'm just like, man, how does that not slow you down?
I thought that he returned a couple punts yesterday. And I thought that when he was returning punts, I was like, man, those are significant shoulder pads. Like that's the best way I can put it. Those are significant shoulder pads.
It looks like someone grabbed Caleb McGarry's shoulder pads and put them on Ray Ray.
Well, we were not the only ones that clearly we enjoyed the scrimmage yesterday. We're not the only ones that did. Caleb McGarry also talked about preferring that scrimmage practice.
For sure, that's one of the reasons I'm a big fan of days like this, and I think a lot of the older players are, because, you know, knowing that we're not going to get, you know, any live reps in the preseason, it's like you said, opportunity to help, you know, shake the rest of that rust off and, you know, get used to what it's going to be like when we step out under the lights.
Well, and I think it's imperative to make sure that not only guys like Caleb McGarry, because for the most part, we won't see him. And you're not that worried. I mean, we just talked about a $30 million extension being put down for Caleb. I think for me, watching yesterday, watching the scrimmage and who those reps are important for, how about Emory Jones? You know, like Easton Stick to Felipe Franks in the corner of the end zone yesterday. To be able to see guys like that. What's our guy's name who's the third string center right now at Oregon State?
Gray.
Joshua Gray. Yeah, for guys like that to be able to actually play, not a drill, not an, you know, 11 on 11, not a third down drill, like, no, like they're actually in game scenarios, and that's exactly what they're going to be doing Friday night. And for a lot of those guys, it's the first time they've played in actual scenarios in a long time. So, you know, but you want to see those, get those reps in on Wednesday, because that'll make the operation run smoother on Friday, and that's going to give those guys every opportunity to be able to put forth the best tape to be able to make a squad.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be a big night for, I think Braylon Trice is dying. We mentioned it earlier. I think it's going to be huge for him. Like, I think he's got a real chance. I'm interested. I said this yesterday, and I'm still interested to see this. I want to see how Jaylen Walker and James Pierce play against someone else's twos or threes, because I really want to see it, because there's a situation that we've went through so many times in the past where we've played backups and not been able to get pressure, and I'm interested in that. I really am. I also want to see how the rookies play. I think Watson Bowman should get some time as well.
Yeah, Billy Bowman, obviously, both those guys locked in really, really big battles back there in the secondary. I will say, too, watching Jaylen Walker yesterday, got a chance 2 days ago. We watched him in a one-on-one pass rush. I was really impressed with his ability to go inside and out. I think that yesterday he kind of got lost in the scrum for me. There was multiple times he tried to bull rush Caleb McGarry. As he goes through training camp and kind of gets his feet wet in the NFL a little bit, he's going to understand that, know your opponent. You know what I mean? That's not the guy that you're going to bull rush. Caleb McGarry struggles with the speed, struggles moving left to right. Probably don't run down his chest. It's just not going to be your roadmap to success when you're going against Caleb McGarry. So I think he'll have a good Friday. We'll obviously see him, but you know, we'll see what happens with all those guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and a quick reminder, we do have our interview with Braylon Trice coming up at 7 a.m. today. But coming up next, we're going to get into some college football headlines. One coach is pretty confident his team can go 16-0, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. The theme today is all about the word pre, because we're celebrating the fact that Squid Billy Bo Morgan over here is joining the pregame show with Mike on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. So we'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Dylan catering to Mike Johnson.
Is this
Johnson
a sitcom
this
intro as well or no? Okay, I'm just checking.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm just playing, this is, dude.
This is Brooks and Dunn, man.
I was joking, although I'm pretty sure Brooks and Dunn probably does some kind of show intro. I would be willing to bet that they are on an intro to a show at some
kind of TV.
Yeah,
me and two of my best friends growing up did this song in the fifth grade talent show.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Can we hear some of it?
Well, we lip sang, but we did do it. There's a video out there somewhere at my parents' house.
Is any member of the Billy family listening?
I don't think so.
Oh, should have.
Please drum up. We did a little. We did the dance and everything, and I got like a guitar on or a cowboy hat. Oh yeah.
If there was ever a content god,
I swear. That's why when I heard this, I was like, hell, please. This is my jam. I'm a big Brooks and Dunn fan. Big Brooks and Dunn fan. Wow. I mean,
I've never heard you say one word about Brooks and Dunn.
I've seen them like.
I've been doing this show 2.5 years. I've never heard you even say the words Brooks and Dunn.
I've seen them like 7 or 8 times live.
Interesting.
I never went to see them out in Vegas for their residency, but.
With Reba?
Yeah. But when they were. It's a good impression of Reba.
So good. Like, I was like, wow, that was really good.
Can you just do Reba like randomly? Reba.
Single mom that works too hard.
Oh, snap. Wow, that was solid. Snap.
Wow.
Okay, but anyways.
I closed
my
eyes. We were there. We were there.
Wow. I'm a big Brooks and Dunn fan. So never came up. I mean, we always listened to Whiskey Myers or Blackberry Smoke or something.
Well, now you know. You can learn something new about Squidbilly every single day. Speaking of which, you two are going to be doing the pregame show tomorrow night for the Atlanta Falcons radio network. So that's going to be the theme today for Throwback Thursday trivia. But right now, before we get to that, we're going to talk about some college football headlines. All right, so Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney is confident that this Clemson team can be the first 16-0 team. Is that realistic? Or is that realistic for any team?
Personally, I don't believe it is.
I'm not sure if it's realistic.
I don't see it.
Well, it's been...
Not for Clemson, for anybody. I don't see it for anybody.
I agree. And because I think that the college football model looks more like the NFL model than this ever has before. And they've only had one team that went through every game they played undefeated. That was the Miami Dolphins. They only played 14 games back then and then 3 playoff games, count the Super Bowl. The Patriots got to like 18-0 and then lost in the Super Bowl. I don't think so. I will say that they have, of the favorites to make the college football playoff, I think they have the easiest path to the college football playoff, because I think they play in the easiest conference. One of the easier conferences.
Well, look, don't overlook the fact they do play 2 SEC teams this year that we think have a good upside, that, you know, with a couple of quarterbacks that are probably top 8 in Heisman contenders, and Lawrence Sellers and Garrett Nussmeier.
Doesn't it feel odd that those are the 2 toughest games they play, though? That, like, if you were looking at their schedule right now, you would say those are the 2 toughest games they play.
They probably are the 2 toughest games they play, but I would not, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump on this bandwagon, I would not overlook coming to Atlanta playing on the flats on September 13th for them. That's a tough game to play against Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
3 weeks into the season. I really think I have high hopes for Georgia Tech this year, taking a stride. The fact that Buster Faulkner's back calling plays for them, they do have a lot of experience in the offense with Haynes King coming back and everything else they seem to have going their way. So, look, that's going to be a fun game to watch, but I'm with you. Yeah, their first game against LSU and their last game against South Carolina seem to be the speed bumps when you look at overall what they'll be dealing with this year.
Yeah, I think they're a favorite to win every game, I want to say.
I want to say there's one. Yeah, Georgia's favorite to win every game.
I think Clemson might be close to. The only one they might not be favorite in is the LSU game.
Yeah.
Did you see all the. I don't want to jump the shark on the stories here, but you see all the the weirdness with Garrett Nussmeier at LSU? Speaking of LSU Clemson.
Yes, dude.
There was just random out of nowhere reports that he has like been injured and tore his ACL or something, and they basically had to come out and there was multiple reports like it is not real. Garrett Nussmeier did not tear his ACL. He is fine. I mean, I was like, what is going on down there? Because you showed me a video the other
Any Given Saturday just started, which is the SEC kind of training kind of SEC Hard Knocks.
Yeah, from last season on Netflix, which has Florida fans all in arms as well. Yeah. But go ahead.
It's and obviously the fact that I don't think a lot of people realized it. That, you know, nationally, I'm sure LSU fans did, but that Brian Kelly's agent is the same as Garrett Nussmeier's agent. So there's this kind of push-pull with Garrett Nussmeier possibly going to the NFL draft last year and Brian Kelly wanting him back and where's the money. And remember, Brian Kelly's the guy who opened up his own pocket and gave $1 million to the NIL at LSU last year. So there's just this weird back and forth with that entire situation. And I don't think Brian Kelly has come out of that entire thing looking particularly great.
Well, how do I say this as nice as I can? Normally when Brian Kelly is mic'd up or in a camera in front of him, he doesn't come off looking great. It's he rarely has good moments on camera, I feel like. I don't think this was one of them, because it sounds like he's trying to work a backdoor deal on his own quarterback.
He said something along the lines of, if he's getting a third round grade or if he's a third round pick, then you're coming out with even money.
Yeah,
and it was like, dude,
but
I don't know that you need to be having this conversation with your quarterback's agent. But again, it's a different day and age. It's a different era of college football. I guess this thing probably happens more than I realize. It just felt uncomfortable.
I feel like
it just felt weird.
I feel like he said something else, Mike, that was just kind of like, hey, we gotta take care of each other. And the agent says, you have to do what's best for your clients.
He said something about, like, I'm going to have to find a, like, essentially said, like, we got to find a middle ground.
Yeah.
Right? And being pulled in multiple directions here. And before we get to the Mac drop, Clemson is favored by 4 over LSU right now, currently on the books.
I think they're favored in every game then. I'm not sure what game they wouldn't be favored in.
I have to look at it.
All right, right now the war is tied, but the battle could be anyone's today. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. Today is all about the word pre, because we are less than 35 hours away from pregame kicking off tomorrow night here on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And these two are hosting the pregame show. So
there you go.
Think of words that start with pre or prequels. Okay, we're gonna a lot of movies in here.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
A lot of
that
prequels.
Was not, yeah. Okay.
But there are some words that just start with pre. Okay, this
right.
might be a weird category.
Preamble.
Dylan, as always, please help me hear who says their name first. Let's not botch this for Mike today.
I got you. I'm locked in.
All right. I moved where I know that Dylan can see my face.
Your name is your buzzer, as always. All right. What Star Wars movie is considered Episode One, a prequel to the original trilogy, and has Jar Jar Binks?
Bo.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Colon.
Hold on. Working through it.
Jar Jar Binks.
I know that Jar Jar Binks is in it.
Might as well be speaking Mandarin to me right now.
I know this because I know all of them. It's not the Clone Wars. That's the second one. It's
3, 2.
I don't know. It's got Darth Maul.
I know that they have the racers. I do know that one.
It's
because that was one of the video games, Episode One Racers on N64. Solid.
The Phantom Menace. Yes.
And you had Darth Maul in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Fight the name.
Sorry about that, Allie. I'll let you down.
This one should be very easy for both of you.
Okay.
What meal do most people eat before lunch?
Mike?
It's your pre-lunch. What is it?
Brunch.
Bo.
Breakfast.
Bo. Breakfast.
Yes.
Even
though technically I should have been right.
That was an easy scenario if you just overthought that one.
No, brunch is not breakfast. It's a mixture of breakfast and lunch.
Okay. Everybody eats breakfast, though.
Yeah, so but here's the deal. You don't eat brunch and then eat lunch, too, unless you're just trying to gain weight like a sumo wrestler.
What Wizarding World movie is a prequel series to Harry Potter?
Bo.
Yes.
Fantastic Beasts.
That is correct. All right, Bo is in the lead, 2-1.
I'm so far gone on that. Like, what?
I don't know how the hell I got that, but I couldn't get 30 freaking minutes.
I've never even heard of that.
I've never even seen Phantom.
What is Fantastic Beasts?
Have you seen it?
Oh, I just saw the advertisement.
All right,
on like
can
FX
we go in a direction that's not some kind of science fiction?
This one, okay. This next one's yours, Mike. All right,
let's
this
do
one
this.
Is yours.
All right,
what do you call a school before you go to
Bo.
Kindergarten?
Oh, pre-K.
You shouldn't have finished. You shouldn't have finished. You shouldn't have finished once he said Bo. You kept going.
I was gonna say pre-K anyways.
Yeah.
3-0.
My son is literally in pre-K, but I was like, I was gonna let her finish the question. I was just, okay.
When you go to see a movie at the theater,
Mike.
Yes.
Previews.
Yep.
You did what I do all the time. You
I was like, there's
it.
No way he can miss
and you're
this
like,
one.
Wait a minute. Do I know it? What is that called?
I almost said prequels.
Okay, the prequel to Breaking Bad is a hit series.
Bo.
Mike.
Bo?
Bo's first.
Better Call Saul.
That is correct.
Never seen that either.
4-1. Fantastic series. I'm jealous you haven't seen it. I'd like to experience it again. All right. Who was Matt Olson's predecessor?
Bo. Freddie Freeman.
That is correct. All right, it is 5-1 with Bo in the lead.
This is tough.
If you're going to go buy a car and you need lending, it's
Yep. Pre-approval.
That is correct. It's a good idea to get pre-approved. Okay, in what Pixar movie do we see Mike and Sully meet?
Mike.
Yep.
Monsters. You.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it.
Let's go.
I don't know. Never seen it.
All right, 5-3. What series follows? Trying to word this right. What series follows?
Why don't you just say what series? What series?
What series follows a character before he joins the Big Bang Theory?
Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Young Sheldon.
That is it.
Never seen that show. I've never seen any of these. I know. The only one I've seen is the one I got wrong, which was The Phantom Menace.
Which Disney villain got her own live-action prequel movie in 2021 starring Emma Stone? Has to
I
do
have
with
literally no idea.
Has to do with dogs.
This is all on.
Whoa.
It's a clue for both of
whoa.
You.
Bo. Cruella DeVille.
That is it. It was Cruella.
Only after she said dogs. I'm telling you, man.
Dude,
it's ridiculous.
Hold on a second.
She said it for both of y'all.
I said it for
you
both
had,
of you.
You could have answered it.
Go ahead. Did you not hear? I mean, were you deaf when she said it?
Why like, does he act like it wasn't? He couldn't have benefited from that,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go.
What venue that the Falcons played at predates Mercedes-Benz?
Mike. Georgia Dome.
That is it. Okay.
That one.
What Lord of the Rings prequel focuses?
The Hobbit.
That is it.
Wow.
I've seen the
science fiction stuff, dude. I've never seen any of these. I've never seen Harry Potter. I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
In my defense, I have not seen most of those other than that.
I still don't know what the Harry Potter prequel was.
On
I've never heard of
that. December 6th, Arthur 2001, Arthur Blank reached a preliminary agreement.
By the Atlanta Falcons on a napkin.
That's not the question.
From the Rankin Smith.
Now he's disqualified.
No.
That's what happens. Even though I can't come back, but I just wanted to finish the question.
Arthur Blank reached a preliminary agreement to purchase the Falcons from who?
Rankin Smith.
That is correct.
I answered that too. I said all of that in my answer.
Yeah, you can't just
sentence.
Get diarrhea of the mouth on your
yes,
answer
you can.
And just keep talking until one of them comes
what?
Out.
It is 8-5. What was the era called when dinosaurs existed?
Bo.
Oh, yeah.
The prehistoric era.
That is correct.
I was thinking so much deeper than that. I'm like the Mesozoic period, you know?
I know. It just had pre in it.
Like, what is...
All right, one finale. What time does the pregame show start?
Bo. 5:00.
Oh, man. I hope everybody knows that one.
2 in a row, baby!
10-5, Bo wins that
one. 2 beatdowns in a row, too. I mean, these are massacres. There's blood everywhere.
Mike, you can pull ahead next week or tie it up.
I'm
next
not.
Week.
I don't. I'm not fretting. Feel okay about it. That okay. one was. These last two have been a little bit tough for me.
Falcons trivia.
Falcons. The Falcons historic trivia was way outside of the box for me.
Okay.
But yeah, when you start throwing Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts, I was like, dude, the Star Wars I've never seen. Lord
Bilbo
of the Rings
Baggins,
never seen.
The Hobbit.
None of it, man.
I was impressed with the Monsters U from you though. That
yeah,
was a
me
good,
too.
That was a good one from you.
Monsters Inc. and Monsters U are goated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all over that. I've seen that a million times.
Congratulations, Bo. Good luck to you next week, Mike. And coming up, Falcons defensive lineman Braylon Trice talked to us after yesterday's scrimmage, told us why he's got new purpose going into the season. So you'll hear that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.